You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
My name is David Cameron Walker and I work at TalkSport.
My name's Will Gavin. I also work at TalkSport in various freelance producing roles and I host Absolute Radio's NFL coverage.
What has been the best sporting radio experience you think you guys have had?
The Sergio Aguero final day of the Premier League season two seasons ago. I think that's a moment that will always, you know, live long in everyone's memory. It was a crazy day. I work on the live football show. It was on a Sunday that day. It was normally on Saturdays. And I mean, it was just mad, you know, the way that they did it in the last minute. So that one sticks out. And the FA Cup final last year as well was a good one. Wigan beating Man City.
Dave, bang on with the Sergio Aguero. That was an amazing day to work. Getting to host the Absolute Radio coverage of the Super Bowl this year was incredible. It's like a childhood dream.
There's going to be a lot of people here that want to be in sports presenting, sports journalism, producers, that kind of thing. In terms of sports radio, what would be your one piece of advice to people coming who are in student radio that want to break into the sports sector?
I don't think it necessarily differs all that much from you know, across the board in any area of radio, not just sports. You've got to work hard as you can. People always go on about, you know, you've got to be lucky and you've got to get the lucky breaks. You do, but you've got to put yourself in the opportunities to get those lucky breaks. So you've got to contact as many people as you can, come to events like this, make contact with people, follow it up, be enthusiastic, be positive. And when you get that opportunity, whether it be work experience or a shift here or there, whatever it is, impress.
And finally, now, David, you're a former Fly FM station manager, of course. To both of you, what would be your best piece of advice to people that are thinking about being their station manager or managing their radio station?
Don't.
That was going to be my advice for trying to get into sports radio.
No,
too many of us already don't.
I'm joking. It was the best, probably the best year of my life, really. Whatever you do, it's going to, even if you're, you know, on the committee, sort of deputy or whatever it is as well, like it will take over your life. You will be that person that gets the phone call at 8:30 in the morning when a new presenter doesn't know how to work the desk because they've pressed the wrong button and you have to go in and, you know, and help them out. You know, literally all it is, they've pressed one wrong button or they haven't turned the speakers on or something ridiculous like that. It will annoy you at times, but it'll be worth it because if you manage to get through the year and you have a successful year and say you manage to pick up some awards at the SRA Awards or even not, just have a brilliant year and enjoy it, you'll have memories that will live you forever. You'll make great friends and you'll learn a lot.
David's absolutely right. I did. I was never station manager at Demon FM, but I was head of production, head of specialist music, head of programming. I did kind of various different roles. And it's amazing how much of you learn about going out and working in the real world.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.